Good morning. Welcome to worship with St. Matthew Lutheran Church this fifth Sunday of after Epiphany. I am Pastor Eric Trazzo. It is wonderful to be with you this day. Today is a snowy day, and the forecast is for it to get even stronger snow soon. And so this will be a shortened service today to make sure that those who are here in person can make it home safely. So we will be omitting some portions of worship that are in your bulletin. We will also be moving our communion and First Communion to next week so that people do not have to come out in the snow. With that, let us begin our worship with our thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters. And by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Glory be to God in heaven, peace, goodwill to all the earth. Mighty God of all creation, Father of surpassing worth, we exalt you, we adore you, we lift high our thanks and praise. Saints and angels bow before you, here on earth our songs we raise.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now it is time for the children. Good morning. Peace be with you. It's been a snowy week, hasn't it? There's been snow all over the ground this past week, and today it's snowing. Now, I've heard it said that there are no two snowflakes that are the same. Have you heard that? That's pretty amazing that God can make so many, all of the snow, and every snowflake is different. That's sort of amazing in the same way that it's amazing that God made each of you unique and different with your own ways of being and your own gifts. And so that's an incredible thing. And so as I was thinking about that, I grabbed a jar and got some snow, and I thought I'd bring it with me today and we could look at it and look for some of the snowflakes. So I have it right here. So let's see if we can find some snowflakes. I had snow in here. It looks like it melted. We don't have any snowflakes now. We've got water. So it makes me think, God made all those snowflakes and they're all unique, but then also the snow can turn into water and it becomes one. And that kind of reminds me, I'm here at the baptismal font, that in our baptism, God took each of us who are unique and different, but God makes us one in the church. We're one in Christ. So we're both unique and special, and we're part of something wonderful and big. So maybe I'll just pour this water into here to remind us how we're all individuals, but we're also part of the body of Christ in our baptism. And that's pretty good news. Thank you so much.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them by the name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted. Hallelujah! How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant it is to honor God with praise. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles of Israel. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. The Lord heals the brokenhearted. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to God's wisdom. The Lord lifts up the lowly, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music upon the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth, making grass to grow upon the mountains. The Lord heals the brokenhearted. God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they cry. God is not impressed by the might of a horse and has no pleasure in the speed of a runner, but finds pleasure in those who fear the Lord, in those who await God's steadfast love. Alleluia. The Lord heals the brokenhearted. Alleluia. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It's interesting to see Jesus at work here in this first chapter of Matthew. Mark is famous for being the fast-paced gospel. Everything always happens immediately. But if we look at this week's reading, it's a little more complicated. Now, this week's reading follows immediately after last week, so we should think of the two together. And so when we think of the story of this section of Jesus' beginning to his ministry, it starts. Jesus teaches in the synagogue. So he acts. And then he goes to Simon and Andrew's house. Rest. He heals Simon's mother-in-law. So he's acting again when he sees the need. And she serves them. That is, he takes time to rest. He goes and heals and casts out demon. He acts again. And then he retreats to a quiet place. Rest. The disciples find him, and he says, "Now let's move on. Let's continue the work." Action again. So there's a rhythm to his work. It's not just action, but action, rest, action, rest. It's not that there's a shortage of work to be done, but we are not made for work alone. We live in a cultural moment that values efficiency above all else, of getting the most out of each moment. That's what efficiency tells us, that in order to get everything done as well as possible, we must go, go, go. Keep pushing, pushing, pushing. There's always more to do, always more work to be done. The competition never sleeps, and so neither can we. The world around us tells us that we should be at peak performance every day. And so we get up, and we put on our mask of having everything together and get ready to go, saying, all right, I'm going at full tilt yet again today. Now, we might make little comments about how tired or busy we are, but really, we tend to just accept that this is the way it is, that we can't truly imagine doing things differently. And yet, can we ever really be at our best if we're always going, going, going? Efficiency comes with a cost. What is lost is resilience. Resilience is the ability to deal with change, to be creative, to be multidimensional. And that's how we were created to be. Our world's drive to efficiency forgets how essential resilience is for the meaning in life. We can think about that great toilet paper shortage from a year ago as an example of the cost of efficiency in losing resilience. The issue, why did we have the shortage? Because toilet paper production was efficient but not resilient. That is, there's basically two systems for producing toilet paper. There's the softer type put into small packages for home use that you get at stores. And then there's the large-scale single-ply type for commercial use. And they're made two completely different ways, packaged completely differently, use different machinery to make them. And so when people began to stay home, they needed more of that home version and less of the commercial version. But because the two types were geared towards efficiency by being on different machines and the ways they were produced, the industry simply couldn't shift quickly from one production to the other to get what was needed to adapt to the change in how people were using the product. So the efficiency model came at the cost of resilience in the face of a changing reality. Facing change requires creativity. And so, in the same way for our lives, when it becomes ruled by efficiency, we lose the ability to live creatively. And the creativity in life is what gives us a sense of meaning and allows us to see the presence of God. God created us to be resilient and to be creative. That's what Genesis tells us. God designed us to live with a rhythm. Our life is to be a song, and songs have rhythm. Rhythm requires on and off, fast and slow, back and forth, action and rest. Just like Jesus in the gospel today in his ministry had a rhythm to how he did things. Our computer age allows for a level of efficiency we've never had possible before, and that brings many good and helpful things. And yet, that efficiency and speed of information the computers allow does come with a cost. We end up losing the rhythm in our lives. We can think about poetry. A generation, two generations ago, poetry was predominantly a written art form. Poets were rarely asked to give readings of their work. Today, poetry readings are common, and many poets understand their work to be, first of all, a performing art that also happens to be written down. Poetry has been going through something of a boom in the past few years. Its popularity is higher than it's been in quite some time because we have so few places in our lives that have rhythm. And so spoken poetry speaks into that need in our souls, that importance of finding that on and off, that rhythm to life, that creativity and art and beauty that is essential to finding meaning and finding God in our lives. But God has always called for and brought poetry and rhythm into the world, has shaped the world into a song. We have simply forgotten how to hear it. God broke life up into the rhythm of day and night. God divided our time into 7 days, giving the rhythm of Sabbath to make sure that we have that on-off, work-rest, rhythmic action to our lives. And Jesus, too, calls us to follow him in that pattern of taking the rest so that we can act fully and well and creatively. So, too, our liturgy has a kind of poetic rhythm. We have moments of action and moments of pauses, faster and slower, a way of setting off this time from our go, go, go way of being the rest of the time. It's a break from the nonstop lives that we lead to bring beauty, to bring rhythm into them. God made us to be beautiful, to have lives full of rhythm and beauty, for our lives to be songs of praise to God. And Jesus demonstrates this in his ministry. And since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? May our lives truly be that song. Amen.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Though all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Guided by Christ made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. We especially lift up those who dedicate their lives to the service and benefit of others, especially medical professionals, first responders, members of the military, missionaries, and other ministers of the gospel, those who work for justice and peace, and for teachers. We give thanks for your baptismal calling to each of us and pray for your guidance in living out that calling as faithful disciples.
For the church, for ministries of healing and wholeness, for hospital, hospice, and military chaplains, for those serving in prison ministry, for all who proclaim freedom and release in the name of Christ. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For creation, for insects in the grass, clouds on the mountaintops, for cattle and the rainwater they drink, for the humility to take our place among all creatures of the earth, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For the nations, for all who lead in cities and towns, states and countries, for community organizers, school officials, and CEOs, for international health organizations that in times of trial, fear, or hopelessness, they find freedom in service to those in need, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For those who are lonely, isolated, or homebound, we pray for all those who need to sense your presence with them, especially Nancy Beth, Dallas, Marge, Karen, Paul, John, Janet, Avis, Alexis, Dave, Chris, Elise, Patricia, and Willie. Lord, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For all wearied by life's burdens, for those who are poor, for those lacking supportive relationships, for those crushed by debt, for those struggling with chronic pain or other sickness, for those exhausted from overwork or stress, and for all who cry out to you, especially Mike, Skip, Denise, Anita, and the Nelson family, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For this congregation, for outreach and social ministry centered here, for parish nurses and visitors, for ministries of companionship and support, for the young people in this place who open us to new understandings, for our community, for families big and small, that God's steadfast love serve as a model for all relationships. We give thanks for their faithful presence among us, for the gifts that they share. Today we pray especially for Steve, Rebecca, Alexa, and Gavin, Ernie, Jen, Wesley, and Brielle, Pat, Mary, and Andrew. Bless them and protect them. Help them to know your continual presence in their lives and lift them up through the bonds of Christian fellowship through this congregation. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
In thanksgiving for the faithful departed, who were called by name and now rest from their labors, that their lives serve as witnesses to the goodness of God, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share signs of that peace. Peace to you.
Peace with you. And God's peace to you. Once again, welcome to live stream worship from St. Matthew Lutheran Church. If you're a first-time viewer, we hope you find this worship service to be a meaningful experience and you'll continue to join us. As Pastor already mentioned, please note all Holy Communion events originally scheduled for this morning are postponed till next week due to this winter storm we're experiencing. Please remain at home today. And regarding Lenten worship, on Ash Wednesday, that's February 17th, there'll be a brief children and family worship in the parking lot at 3 p.m. That's for elementary school age children. Also, later that evening, we'll have live stream worship service at 7:30 p.m. And check the current messenger to see Pastor Eric's Wednesday evening Zoom Lenten schedule. And speaking of Lent, the Fellowship and Congregation Care Ministry is planning a virtual Fastnacht gathering on Tuesday, February 16th at 6:30 p.m. Traditionally, the day before Ash Wednesday is referred to by many names, Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, among them. So check the e-blast for more info on that. And for your educational appetite, next Sunday, February 14th, the adult forum will be facilitated by Peggy Marks, who'll share the topic, Love, How Your Generosity Reaches Across the World. She'll be joined on Zoom by a special guest, Pastor Kristen Engstrom, the Young Adults and Global Mission Country Coordinator for Senegal, West Africa. That's one you'll want to tune in for. It's possible that the starting time for that event will be adjusted to allow for today's postponed Holy Communion events, so keep tuned for more information in that regard. Well, folks, it's finally here. Today, the day you've anticipated for quite a while. That's right, it's the day of our virtual annual meeting. You thought I was going to say the Super Bowl, didn't you? I know, yeah. Anyhow, this meeting is a time for you to hear updates on the life of our church, as well as your opportunity to cast your vote for the 2021 budget. That very important Zoom meeting begins today at 12:30 p.m. See you then. Thank you.
All right, here. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may be bound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord, be the light of Christ.
Thanks be to God.